Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Caitlin in just a moment. Delivering dependable for over 30 years, that's Superior Video Livestock Auction with the next sale coming up on Thursday, February 6th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction will start at 8 a.m. Central Time with 24,000 head on offer, 6,900 yearling steers, 3,350 yearling heifers, and 13,400 wean calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website superiorlivestock.com, or as always, you can call Superior Livestock 800-422-2117. Oh, by the way, our next sale after the February 6th sale will be happening February 20th, originating live from the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma. Cattle producers are welcome to come and get a behind-the-scenes view of how the Superior Livestock Auction operates. Remember, February 6th, 8 a.m., our next Superior Video Livestock Auction. Details at SuperiorLivestock.com. Our first look at last Friday's cattle inventory report came from livestock market economist out of OSU, Dr. Darrell Peel, but we've got some additional analysis that we wanted to share with you today from Caitlin McCulloch, the director of the Livestock Market Information Center. She's based in Denver, and she says the number that really jumps out at her from last Friday's report, the beef heifer replacement number.
Beef heifers held for replacement were down 2%, and that was probably the biggest divergence from what the pre-reports were suggesting. The pre-report estimates suggested heifers, replacement heifers for beef calves would probably be down closer to 3.5%. So quite a few more heifers held back for replacement than what the consensus was. That other heifer number, so that's those heifers that were placed into feedlots, increased 0.8%. That's a little bit less than probably what the pre-reports were showing. They were thinking it was up closer to 2%.
As for what that means for our beef cow herds going forward, Caitlin, what do you think?
I think the implications are that we're in a contractionary phase, that we're definitely not expanding anymore. But on a typical cattle cycle, you would see fairly strong liquidation in the subsequent years. This report shows maybe more of a moderate meandering decline in the overall beef cow herd over the next several years. That heifer number suggests that, you know, there's still probably fairly high numbers of replacements out there. And so if we did get the demand from China or in the export market, this inventory level could turn around actually fairly quickly at this point.
Caitlin McCulloch on those beef heifer replacement numbers. The beef cow numbers at 31.316 million head, down from both the 2019 and the 2018 numbers, 31.690. The revised 2019 number, the 2018 number, 31.466 million head. So we're actually under both of those numbers as of January 1 of this year. As for the calf crop, what did we learn, Caitlin?
The 2018 calf crop was revised 90,000 head lower, and then the 2019 calf crop was revised from the July estimate to 36.1 million head, and that's 240,000 head lower than that July 1 estimate suggested. I think overall, on the beef side, it seems like this is fairly bullish for live cattle prices. A shorter calf crop in 18 and then also in 19 should boost calf prices throughout the rest of 2020. On the feeder cattle side, though, I think we're seeing some weakness related to uncertainty, but ultimately I think feed costs is going to determine how feedlots view those animals moving forward. We're expecting feedlots to post fairly strong returns in the first part of 2020, but after that I think things are a little bit more up in the air than maybe they were even a month ago.
Caitlin, as you step back and you take a look at these numbers at the end of the day, the overall numbers, the beef cow numbers, the beef heifer replacement numbers, the calf crop, and more that comes out of this cattle inventory report, what's your take on this report overall for the industry?
I would still say the report is fairly positive for the cattle industry moving forward. Some of these other factors that we've talked about still remain to be seen, but the underlying fundamental is that we're going to have less cattle available for slaughter and less calves moving forward for subsequent years, which should in turn boost live cattle prices.
The director of the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver, Caitlin McCulloch. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Our coverage of the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and the NCBA Trade Show from San Antonio is being brought to you by Corteva Agriscience and their range and pasture products. Corteva Agriscience offers producers simple solutions, helping you meet any challenge and grow the best pasture and maximize your profit potential. Be listening for Ron Hayes with radio reports from the Cattle Industry Convention, as well as updates in our daily email on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and on all of our social media channels, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.